Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Explorers, welcome to today's episode. It's Happiness Happens Month, and we are embracing happiness in this episode.
I love it. That feels like a tongue twister, though.
It is very difficult. Happiness Happens started in August 1998 with Pamela Gayle Johnson, founder of the Society of Happy People.
Oh, I guess, please.
Yes.
I would like to be in that.
You want to be in that secret society?
Mm-hmm.
Not so secret anymore. And in 2000, they expanded the entire month to Happiness Happens Month and marked August 8th as Happiness Happens Day. Happiness Happens is, when I say it slow, it's hard. When I say it fast, it's fine.
It's harder when you have to think about it.
Oh, my God.
So, happiness. Let's level set with our explorers.
Yes.
Happiness can be defined as a state of well-being and contentment characterized by positive emotions.
Okay, that feels very scientific and clinical.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Before we talk about happiness, we got to talk about what we're talking about.
Yeah. What is happiness?
What is happiness? Right. It includes feelings of pleasure and optimism, but I want to say being happy doesn't mean we don't experience or deny negative emotions.
Yes. That's all I have to say about that. I'm validating. Yes.
Yeah,
it's true. A little aside, I'm recalling from childhood watching the Peanuts cartoons and how there's so many, like, happiness is. I don't know if you remember that, all those t-shirts and all the stuff. Snoopy, happiness is a warm dog with a wet nose. And there's just a bunch of little happiness is things that Charles Schulz
That is
out.
True. I love that you said happiness is a bunch of things, because according to the feelings wheel, there are 28 ways or words to experience happiness.
Oh, wow.
It's like the 28? Biggest chunk on the feelings wheel. Mm. It's a tool used to help individuals better identify and describe their emotions more precisely.
Which, P.S., so many people, including myself, have trouble doing. And there's so many, but putting words to that feeling, it can be complicated and
yes.
It can be tricky. Yeah.
So it includes the like base emotions like happy, sad, and angry. And then there's secondary and tertiary as you get more precise with your description of whatever emotion it is that you are feeling.
Mm.
Using the feelings wheel can help you become more aware of your emotions, but 28 ways.
Wow.
28.
Are we going to list them?
I am not.
You're going to have to look
there
that up for yourself, explorers.
Like joyful and optimistic.
Like excited.
Yes.
Like it's got to be like so many. Wow.
There are so many, many. So genetics influences our happiness to a certain extent.
Really?
Meaning that everyone is born with a certain set point for happiness. But that's only about 50% of it, because our everyday experiences and life, that be lifing,
right,
also impacts our happiness.
Absolutely. Environmental has to definitely play as big a part.
Mm.
Wow, that's interesting. It makes me think of growth and fixed mindset.
Mm.
Like you come into the world maybe with that set point, or you learn it in those first 5 years from your family dynamic, maybe. But then it's always something that you can always tweak or expand. It's like a skill set.
I like it. The idea of expanding your happiness.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a tangible goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can do that. You can work at it.
But as we speak about tangible goals, let's talk a little bit about the paradox of happiness.
I I'm so excited about this title, The Paradox of Happiness. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
The Paradox of Happiness refers to the idea that actively pursuing happiness can sometimes lead to unhappiness.
Oh, hell yes.
Imagine that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Imagine
that's what that means.
That.
It's like when you're striving and searching, you're going to come up empty because you just, that's the thing that you're focused
yes.
on. I'm not happy until I get
this
that.
Thing, and you always have
or
to get
this.
More things.
Yeah.
So when we focus or place excessive pressure on ourselves to be happy and constantly seek happiness, we can become frustrated or disappointed that we don't achieve that desired level, the dream state of happiness.
So we're setting the bar too high? Is that what you're saying?
We are maybe setting the bar on the wrong things.
Okay.
So when we are pursuing happiness, we sometimes focus on external factors such as material possessions. I'll be happy when I get this. Or
certain circumstances.
Status, I'll be happy when I am this. Or achievements, when I finish this, I'll be happy.
Got it.
Which doesn't lead to sustainable or fulfilling happiness. So in Man's Search for Meaning, psychoanalyst Viktor Frankl wrote, "Happiness cannot be pursued. It must ensue."
Oh, man. Yeah, the quote coming up to me is that happiness is an inside job. We've talked
about
that before. I've said that before. Gabrielle Bernstein. I love that. Say that one more time.
Happiness cannot be
pursued.
It must ensue.
It ensues. It follows.
Yeah. That research has shown that happiness often emerges as a byproduct of engaging in meaningful activities.
Yeah. What are the things that bring you joy, that light you up?
So let's invest in our relationships and focus on personal growth rather than directly pursuing happiness.
Mm, yeah. It's those deeper, more intangible, but super important qualities and relationships and ideas that we pay attention to. Right.
The things
That's
that align.
The rich soil, right, for happiness.
The things that align with our purpose, our connection with others, general fulfillment.
Yeah.
You don't usually find those in things.
I mean, not only is it's less impactful when you actually get it anyway. Like you're like, oh, well, I thought that was going to make me happy. And you get the thing, you're not happy. So then you almost backslide because you realize it's not the real meaningful, deep feeling of contentment that happiness really is.
I find it very interesting that phrase is in our is it the blueprint of our country? Oh, geez. The pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it's a thing you can't pursue. Maybe that's why our culture is set up the way it is. Like, we're always chasing the thing. We're always hustling towards
the next job, the next house, running the Senate, whatever
and
it's
going to
be.
let's leave that where that is. In cultures that are more socially focused, you see that happiness isn't in that hustle and bustle. It's in, what can you do for other people? There is this World Happiness Report. I think the latest one came out this year. So 2024 World Happiness Report. Y'all know how I feel about research and a stat.
Mm-hmm. She does love it. She does love it. First of all, I love that there's a World Happiness Report. And I want to know who puts it out. And I want to know what does it represent. Who puts that out? Who measures
is,
that?
Is the who that is the who that puts it out? I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Okay.
That's good. The little nugget, the World Happiness Report.
I wonder.
It's talking about looking outside of yourself is usually where you're going to find the most happiness, which led me to the power of acts of kindness.
Yes, right? When we're giving, we're receiving. When we're out, we learned this, folks, during the pandemic when people couldn't be with each other and there was a lot of isolation and not a lot of ability to be out and about and doing the things that fill our souls. And it's so important to be able to feel like you're a part of something bigger than yourself and feel like you're contributing in some way. That's what the human tribal species have been doing for, I don't know,
forever. Research has shown that engaging in pro-social behavior benefits the recipient and contributes to the happiness and well-being of the individual performing the act. These acts of kindness and compassion have been linked to increased levels of positive emotions, greater life satisfaction, and improved mental health. Now, who don't want all three of those?
Those sound pretty good to me.
Yes, if that's a trade-off.
I would like double servings of all of them.
when we are participating in these pro-social behaviors, they can take various forms. These acts of kindness can look like helping a neighbor with yard work. That's probably not what I'm gonna do because outside and it's hot right now, it's summertime. Sharing your lunch with an unhoused person, cooperating with a colleague on a project, or simply helping a friend in need. Mm-hmm. We can volunteer at a local charity, donate to a cause you believe in, or offer a listening ear to someone going through a tough time.
Boy, the listening, what a gift that is.
These pro-social behaviors are driven by empathy, compassion, and genuine concern for others' well-being. You're not doing these things for the gram. You know the thing that gets on my nerves when you see the people panhandling and someone is recording themselves giving to the panhandler?
Oh, I have not seen that. Are you kidding me?
I wish I was.
Oh my God. Stop recording. Just do it.
That's not what we're talking about, because at that point you're not doing it for the genuine concern for someone else's well-being. You're doing it for clout.
Look how good I am. Look what I did today. Do the things. Can we look outward and not think about what we're going to gain from it? I get that there's periods of life where it feels like you have to survive to thrive. And there's moments where you have to be really self-focused. And
you have to turn inward at some point.
You have to turn inward. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about general happiness and how to feel it, attain it.
How to allow happiness to ensue. Happy people have the power to spread happiness, and happy people are happier helping people.
Mm. Yeah. That's the quote right there. That was good. And that you said it so beautifully, too. That was awesome.
The cycle of good continues when we are spreading happiness and we are genuinely concerned about other people, their well-being. We are empathizing. We are showing compassion. That's how we can get a little happiness, by doing things for other people. But let's go inside and find joy in the small moments.
Oh, man. That's where I find it all day, every day. And little butterflies and a little dandelion in my grass that's way overgrown. And like, all I can see is that. I don't see the jungle. I'm like, look at the little yellow dandelion.
Yes.
It's so pretty.
These small moments of happiness often go unnoticed, but can be potent sources of joy and contentment, reminding us of the beauty in everyday life.
110%. Man, that's where I get most of mine, honestly. Those observations, those little moments, looking up at the sky and like, wow, that looks so cool. Oh my gosh, I love it.
And you may be surprised, explorers, but one of the ways that you can find joy in the small moments is by practicing gratitude. Surprise, surprise.
Here they go.
Tara and Karen are talking about gratitude. Oh my goodness.
Here they go.
They've never said that before.
Yeah. This is where you have your gratitude journal.
Yes. And remember, Karen has a PhD in gratitude. So we just looking for one or two things that you choose to focus on that you are grateful for. Mm-hmm. That mindset shift towards a more positive outlook on life boosts your happiness.
Yeah, it could just be one or two things, like, and it can be the same thing every day for 2 weeks.
It doesn't matter if you're happy for it,
right?
If you're like, grateful for it,
yeah.
Then I woke up today.
Yeah, love it. So, doesn't have to be complicated.
Oh my gosh, please keep it simple. Keep it simple. When you dedicate that time to write down the things you're grateful for, another way you can express your gratitude is by telling someone you appreciate them and why.
Oh yeah, that's like giving somebody a flower or smiling
yes.
at somebody. Like, yeah, tell people, boy, I really appreciate you being in my life, and here's why, you know, or I appreciate that thing you did for whatever it is, just something. Here's what I really love about you.
When you include the why, it seems more personal. It's like, oh, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Okay.
Yeah.
What I do? Why? What happened? What I be? So,
what you talking about?
Right, I'm grateful for me too. Like, oh yay, high five. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I think the specificity of it is important.
It is important.
Letting somebody know why.
Mm-hmm. Why we want you around. Why we appreciate you.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, explorers, here's another bombshell.
Oh,
man. Another great way to find joy in the small moments, mindfulness.
I know, just you guys. Take a deep breath.
We've never talked about mindfulness or gratitude before.
I know. It's shocking. It's shocking that we've come this far in the podcast and we just haven't mentioned these things only every episode or every other
episode. That's how important these things are in shifting your perspective, your experience, just your life.
Yeah, because here's, I'm just going to put it together. If you're mindful, if you're in the present moment and grateful for that present moment, you just become super immersed in now, in what is here now, looking around you and being like, oh man, that's my favorite coffee cup. And then that's where the simplicity comes in, those small moments. The combination of mindfulness and gratitude, mindful gratitude, that's just, that's the sweet thing right there. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah, I love that you said, oh, that's my favorite coffee cup. It reminds me of the episode that we did on Wonder and Wild, that childlike wonder. They're always grateful for the present moment.
Yeah. Always right there, right on the edge of the present moment and noticing things or asking questions about things.
So we can do the mindful breathing. I feel like this next one is one of Karen's favorites, the mindful walking.
Oh, I do love a good meditation walk.
So you're paying attention to the sights and sounds and sensations around you.
All the senses.
Grass, the butterflies in your jungle yard that you just mentioned.
What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you, all of it. Yep.
I love that. And then there's also this option of like daily mindfulness reminders using an audio cue, like a ringing phone or passing through a doorway, that little bing boom or whatever, to remind you to take a moment to be mindful.
Just stop for a moment and kind of connect.
There is most definitely a connection between gratitude, mindfulness, and happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Practicing gratitude and mindfulness can help us focus on the present moment, appreciate the good things in life, and cultivate a more positive outlook.
Mindful gratitude.
Mindful gratitude.
Grateful mindfulness.
I knew that's what you were going to say because it just popped in. I was like, it's coming.
Yeah, I couldn't help but turn it around. Like it's all that, all bundled together. Mm. Taking a moment, taking a breath, looking around, figuring out, connecting to what you are grateful for, what you appreciate, the people you appreciate, reaching out to those people, giving yourself a hug, giving someone else a hug, giving the post office carrier a hug.
That is so amazing. I would like to take a moment to express my gratitude for my wonderful co-host, Karen, for just coming along on this journey with me, for saying yes and letting me lead as much as I want to lead when I want to lead.
Oh.
And enjoying the ride. This ride that we're on, y'all.
Aw, dear. Yeah. She's getting all... She's getting all...
I love it. I love it.
Well, allow me to... I've expressed this before, but every time we come together and you've done all this amazing research, I'm just so grateful for, first of all, for our friendship, for the taking the ride, saying yes to this boat that we're in together now. Both have an oar in the water.
Yes.
And for your organization, passion, and creativity, and just your awesome heart and soul, really.
Oh.
I'm so grateful for you.
So before we break down in tears, happy tears, let's take a little moment and dance it out.
Yay!
We could not do an episode of happiness and not have this song be the song for the episode.
You guys, you knew it was coming.
Right.
You knew it was coming.
Today's song is Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Let's do it.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
I mean, all of the happy chemicals, I feel them moving through my body.
Totally. There's nothing that a dance can't fix. I am convinced.
Telling you.
Getting into your body, even if like even getting into your body for expressing grief, it's so powerful. And I find it to be really immediate because you're just in your body. It's everything's visceral.
Any of those feeling it, you're releasing. Big, heavy emotions. Like Ooh. Sometimes when, I think we did, you and I did it, someone shared something very big and heavy with us and both of us like, we got to dance now. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm a dance. I don't know about you, but I'm a dance. Here's the song that I'm going to dance to because I there are no words,
and you got to move it, man. You got
to
move it.
How to process through it?
Yes.
Okay.
So true.
Karen and I are very happy to now move on to today's QOTD.
See what she did there, everybody? Did you see it? Did you catch it? Okay.
Today's question: how can we encourage individuals to prioritize mental well-being during Happiness Happens Month?
Well, I'm just going to say the first thing that pops in my head, which is be the happy, be the role model, be the one that is doing that and experiencing it and living it. And that is powerful. Your vibration is higher when you're experiencing happiness and living and creating, doing the things, the mindfulness and the gratitude and the things that feel purposeful, that bring you joy, that help with your happiness factor.
Your happiness factor.
Mm.
Another way is we can connect with loved ones. Spend that quality time with those people that positively pour into your soul.
Choose wisely.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But
pursuing happiness through social means is more likely to be effective than other methods.
Oh, interesting. Is that so?
It is so. I think it was Positive Psychology. I found an article. Mm. And that was one of the stats that they mentioned.
I love that. That makes sense because you're right, that sense of community and togetherness, the connection.
Speaking of connection, another way to prioritize your mental well-being is to unplug from technology.
Oh, the disconnection. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, I am seeing more and more in various people in my life the effects of too much technology.
Mm. Ooh.
And it's sneaky. That's a sneaky puppy.
Mm.
It's just like, oh, well, I have to do this because I have it for work or I have this assignment or whatever. But yes, also take some time and go out and stand in the grass or take a walk. Look up at the sky, for heaven's sake. Connect with another person. Give them a hug.
Mm.
Do other things off of the screen.
Do other things.
Ooh. That's a big one.
And if these self-guided things seem out of your reach or you just don't know how to, another way is to seek professional help.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get unstuck and your people aren't peopling for you, find a professional.
Now, I want to say something about that because sometimes we can take for granted that everyone has access to professional proper health care or resources. Right? So what's beautiful about technology, funny enough, is that there are places that you can call. There are video chats you can have with organizations that support people in those low times and those hard times in a mental health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you can do, you don't have to find a psychotherapist for $150 an hour. You need to find someone that you can express feelings to, that you can release some
safely.
Of that.
Safely.
Yes.
As we wrap up this wonderful episode, I found a quote.
Yay! Oh, I can't wait. Is it happiness is a warm dog?
Would you say a warm dog with
With a wet nose.
Almost. Today's quote is from novelist and short story writer Nathaniel Hawthorne. Happiness is a butterfly, which, when pursued, is always just beyond your grasp, but which, if you will sit down quietly, may alight upon you.
That just goes back to the Frankl quote, not pursued, it will ensue.
Explorers, we want to remind you that our brains are wired for happiness and positive connection with others. Happiness Happens reminds us that happiness is often found in the small moments of life, and it's contagious. When we spend time around happy people, we're likely to get a boost of happiness. Let's honor and reflect on what brings us joy and happiness. Explorers, spread joy, positivity, and kindness to others. It's an opportunity to celebrate happiness and cultivate a positive mindset. How do you plan to celebrate Happiness Happens Month? Thank you so much for joining us for this happy little episode.
Yes. Hopefully it made you just a little bit happier and a little bit more aware. We're so glad you could be here with us. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.